Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sukkah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So we already learned in Mishnah Beis that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is noeg b'yom tev rishon shel chag, even when it falls on Shabbos, and of course that's Bizman HaBayis, when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah is going to explain, so how exactly did they bring their Lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos? Because again, as we discussed earlier, maybe you were allowed to shake the Lulav on Shabbos, but you weren't allowed to carry it. So mitzvah's Lulav, the mitzvah of Lulav, b'yom tev rishon shel chag, that falls on Shabbos, ketzad. Now, maybe you're going to ask, but didn't we discuss this already? Didn't we learn in Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, that everyone brought their lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses? So let's understand what the difference is between that Mishnah and this Mishnah. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, everyone took their lulav, whether you were in the Beis HaMikdash or whether you were anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. That Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, was discussing throughout the Batik Nesias of Eretz Yisrael what you did Bizman HaBayis, when the first day fell on Shabbos, how did everyone bring their lulav and esrog to shul before Shabbos? What we're going to learn about now is much more complicated, because you're talking about a huge amount of people in Yerushalayim that wanted to shake their lulav and esrog in the Beis HaMikdash. So how did this work? How did they bring it before Shabbos? So the Mishnah explains. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Shechalias B'Shabbos, the first day of Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, Moilichin Es Lulvayin L'Har HaBayis. Everyone brought their lulav to the Har HaBayis, of course on Erev Shabbos, v'hachazonin. Now we imagine a chazan is the one who sings Shaychen Ad, but the Mishnah refers to the term chazan as those that were serving the tzibur. Mekablin mehen, they were mekabel the lulavim from all the people. The Sidrinais, now they organized it, al gav ha'itztava. Now, as the Har HaBayis went up toward the Beis HaMikdash, as you were walking up the Har HaBayis, there were two long benches that were built on it, one higher and closer to the Beis HaMikdash than the other. And these benches were covered by canopies so that people can rest in the shade. The huge amount of lulavim that were brought were placed on the benches, and this way the roofs would keep these lulavim in the shade, because the sun and the lulav, that doesn't go together very well. It would dry up. The Hazakena, the older people that were worried they would get pushed, and for them it's dangerous, chas v'shalom, if they fall down. So this kid, when everyone comes to grab their lulav, they're going to get stuck in the shuffle. Manichen es shalahen balishka. They didn't have their lulavim placed over here on these benches, but there was a special room in the Azara that was singled out for the lulavim of the Zakena. Now, because it was impossible to guarantee that everyone gets their lulav, so umalandam oisim loimer, the Bezdin would teach the people to say when they gave over their lulavim to be placed on the benches Erev Shabbos, kol mi shemegia lulavi biyadai, anyone who happens to get my lulav, harehu loy b'matana, he gets it as a present. If by mistake someone takes my lulav, it's his. This way, it won't be considered gozel. It won't be considered borrowed, because on the first day, borrowed is a problem as well, because it says lechem. Lamachar, the next day on Shabbos, Mashkim, and everybody would wake up early, Yibon, they would come to the Har HaBayis to take their lulav that was organized from yesterday on these benches. The Hachazonin, and these same attendants, Zarkinoisim, they would throw the lulavim lifneim before the people. Behain, and they, the people, Mechatfin, would grab their lulavim as the Chazanin were tossing it. But there was a problem. Umakin ishes chaveira. Because of the way this was distributed, a lot of people got pushed and sometimes hit. V'chishiro bezen shabola de sakana. When Bezen saw that it came to a sakana, this whole complicated process of bringing their lulavim to the Har HaBayis, hiskinu bezen was misakein shekol echad ve'echad noitel bebeisai. Then when the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, let everyone fulfill the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in his house. And no one should bring their lulav to the Har HaBayis, it shouldn't come to a sakan. So quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah, if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, everyone brought their lulavim to the Har HaBayis, they placed them on these benches, the chazanim, they were in charge of this, they organized it on the benches, the zakenim had a special room, they were scared they were going to get pushed, and the people were taught to say, look, in case somebody else takes mine, it's okay, he gets it b'matana, this way he's yaitza, because it is the first day. On the first day, it's even more important that it's yours because it says Lachem. Even the rest of Yom Tov, it can't be stolen because of Mitzvah Bo Be'Aveira. But on the first day, the Torah says Lachem, it has to be yours. Even a borrowed lulav wouldn't be good. So this way, everyone says, listen, if somebody else gets my lulav, he has it as a present. Now, people came the next day. There were huge crowds of people coming to the Beis HaMikdash. The people in charge used to like toss the lulavim towards them. And when Bezin saw that it came to a sakana, they said, okay, if the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, let everyone take their lulav at home. One of my rebbeim once explained, he quoted one of the mefarshim. Now, really, what were they thinking? I mean, try to imagine if you were organizing an event and thousands of people were coming and everyone had to get their lulav and you're tossing it towards them. You didn't realize to start with this is going to lead to trouble. People are going to start shoving and pushing. And the answer is, one of the Gedolim said this. Originally, there was a tremendous love amongst Klal Yisrael. Everybody was so happy for everyone else. So everybody was trying to get their lulav, that's true. But if somebody else got it, nishkeferlach. It didn't bother you that somebody was pushing next to you or may have shoved in front of you. You were so happy that all of Klal Yisrael was performing the mitzvah. As the years went on, and the matzif of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro and Klal Yisrael deteriorated. So now it was like, hey, I was here before you. Oh, no, you're not. You're not grabbing that. That one is mine. All of a sudden, there were certain situations that it didn't exist beforehand. The generation before, people were just so happy that everyone's performing the mitzvah. So it didn't lead to shoving or pushing. But when they saw, uh-oh, the generations aren't what they used to be, so Chazal had to make a new takana, we have to stop this. Now everyone is going to have to take their lulav at home. No more coming to the Har HaBayis beforehand to put it there for Shabbos.